Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 3rd of January, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly. How are you doing?
Not bad. How about you?
Yeah, you know. Happy New Year.
Yeah. And also with you. That's how that works, right? I forget. Also with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. And also with me today, I have Dr. Kurt. Hello.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me, too. Happy New Year.
I'm glad the three of you are here. Dave, I'd like to start with you and a little bit of news that we're making over at Mac Observer.
Yeah. So last week I put up a post announcing this, and today is really when it all starts. Dr. Serhat Kurt, who you just met, has acquired the Mac Observer from us and will be leading the charge and leading the site forward, focusing on growing it and some great stuff. I'm super excited about this. We started the Mac Observer. Brian and I started this 23 years ago in December of 1998. And I am really stoked to have Serhat on board and taking the reins and driving this forward. He loves the site. He'll tell you all this stuff. He's been a fan of the site for a long time. He sold us on this. Let me put it that way. It was not our idea to sell. It was his idea to buy. And when he came to us, we first said no. Not because really of anything specific. It was just we didn't know who he was and at the time. And also it was like Q4 and things are crazy in Q4. But he convinced us that not only was this the right time for us to sell this to him, but he was the right, or this was the right time for us to sell, period. But he was the right one to buy it and take it forward because he loves this site like we do and wants to see it thrive. And quite frankly, I think given kind of where everybody is in their lives, certainly with Brian and I and Serhat, he is the right one to take it forward and make it thrive. And I think we'll do a stellar job of that. And so I'm stoked about this. Congratulations, Serhat. Congratulations to everybody.
Thank you.
Serhat, this is not your only Apple news coverage website, right?
As far as news goes, I think this is the first one. The other one is we share some news, but mostly it's about troubleshooting and that kind of stuff. It's the other website I have, MacReports.com. Mm-hmm. It's very new. We established in 2016. But I was teaching and I was always interested in web development. I was teaching this stuff. And everything Dave said is correct. I contacted Dave and Dave created a great team, great website. It's a really, really beautiful site. It's very important website, I think.
That's very kind.
It's a big job. It's thanks.
So, at least as of now, anyway, Mac Observer is still Mac Observer, right? Like that's none of the normal day to day stuff is changing, at least at this point. So, just so everyone knows, there's, at least for now, there's still going to be a Daily Observations. There will still be a Mac Geek Gab for people wondering what Dave's going to be up to. But when all is said and done, when everything sort of wraps up and everything's handed over, Brian and Dave are moving on to other ventures, right?
Correct. I will keep Mac Geek Gab. Right now, it is hosted at MacObserver.com as it has been since its inception. Serhat has been very kind to allow us to keep it that way for a couple of months while we work to transition it to its own domain. That's going to be a fairly large undertaking because of how we built things, but it wasn't really ever built to be split apart, but it will be. And we've already sort of framed out what that looks like. it's a task that Adam Christensen and I will make happen. So thank you, Sirhat, for giving us the time to do that. But yeah, MacGeekab will still keep going and all of that. And I'll handle that on my own going forward.
Okay.
And I'm keeping the Apple Context Machine. Not really quite sure exactly what form it's going to take, but that is I'll also be running that.
Okay. And thank you, Brian, for answering the question before I asked. It's like we've ever done a podcast before.
Well, you kind of asked us both already. So I just thought I'd jump in.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because, well, you know, and people want to know. And I mean, Geek Gab has been around forever. So this is not by any stretch of the imagination. This is not either of you are going to diminish and go into the West, as they say. So it's not like either of you are disappearing. It's just going to it's evolution. Right. We're just going to find you in a new form. So
it is evolution. Yeah. So. And it's a great evolution. I probably can't communicate how excited I am about what this creates for all of us in the future here. And I mean that primarily with Mac Observer at the top. I think this is the best path forward for the site, and I'm stoked about it.
All right. And Dave's an excitable guy. So for Dave not to have words is something. Yes, Sirhat?
No, I just wanted to add, I'm very excited too.
I'm glad to hear that. And we will talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But first, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is ZocDoc. Now, ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who are on your insurance, and you can book in-person or video appointments. And it's not just for primary care either. You can find a dentist or a psychiatrist or an eye doctor. They have lots and lots of specialists there. The list is pretty long. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many of them have appointments available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO, ZocDoc.com/TDO. I'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, just to keep going sort of on you know, the news of the day here. Like we said, the podcasts are continuing. A couple of them will take a different form. Mac Daily Observations is continuing in its current iteration for now, at least anyway. We will find out more about the other ones. You can find all of those over on the website at macobserver.com. I will make sure we have a link to the page that lists all our podcasts in the show notes. Now, Sirhat, you had mentioned that Mac Reports is the other site that you have, and that's mostly for troubleshooting, right? So people can go there and find articles about how to fix something that maybe isn't working right with their Apple gear?
Yeah, like if you're not working, like on your Mac, wallpapers not working, FaceTime not working, how to fix those, that kind of stuff, Mac Reports. Mac Reports is very busy too, like Mac Observer. Mac Observer very busy. And one thing that, like in the beginning, you said the future of the site, things like that. Mm-hmm. One thing I definitely don't want to do there is Mac Observer has lots and lots of loyal readers that comes every day, check news regarding Apple. Some of them, you know, using Mac Observer to make important decisions, things like that. I definitely don't want to lose them. Like, as you said in the beginning, we won't plan any big changes anytime soon.
Okay.
Well, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I'm glad. as a reader and as a person who contributes to the site, that's good to know. So I'm not sure what else. I have a whole bunch of things I want to ask, but I don't know how to ask anything that's going to fit in into the time that we have left. So, Dave, do you have anything you want to make sure that you get out there for people to know?
I think I've said it all. I want to, you know, the note I put out on Medium last week, it served a fantastic purpose because it said what I needed to say and nothing more, which was at the advice of not counsel, but of PR counsel.
PR counsel, that counts, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's big news and it, for some people, and it was important to be very clear, and but there were other things I wanted to say that I did not. And the biggest one, the most important one, is how much gratitude I have for certainly everybody that currently works here, you included, and, you know, Charlotte and Jeff and Andrew and Bob, you know, who does his things, and John Braun, who I do the podcast with, but really everybody that's ever worked for us here at the Mac Observer over the 23 years that we've been doing this. And it's been great getting to hear from some of those people out there. You know, super thankful to everybody that's been part of this team in any way, going all the way back. And also, you know, equally as grateful, eternally so, for all the people who read the site and have created, have allowed us to create what we create. This is not something that would succeed in a vacuum. We Yes. are fortunate to, you know, this isn't about us. It's about all of you who listen and read and interact with us and tell us what you want and tell us what you don't like. And, you know, all of those things. You've taught us more than we ever could have signed up to learn. And you are the ones that have made this site fantastic and created this platform that, you know, we can happily hand to Serhat to, you know, steward and shepherd into the future. It's fantastic. So thank you to everybody is really what, that was the biggest thing that I really was unable to say last week because I probably would have just waxed on forever about it.
So. Well, it's easy to do, you know, when you build a community and people write in or people talk to you and, you know, reach out in some way, which, by the way, if you would like to be one of those people for whom Dave and I, and I presume Brian, are very thankful to have in our lives, you can get this show by email at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at Twitter at TMO Daily, and you can leave comments in the show notes over on the website at macobserver.com. I love all of those things. They make me very happy. I'm always glad when somebody has some feedback, whether it's about the issue of the day or it's there's something I'd like for all of you to talk about on Security Friday. That's always a good topic for us to dig into. We're always happy to have something that somebody suggested to us. The rest of what goes with that is if we're doing something you enjoy, go give us reviews in the podcatcher review system of your choice and give us a review, give us some stars. And that always helps us end up being visible to other people as well. So I think that about covers it. Right, Dave? You have to do this for people all the time.
Yeah, that covers it. I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's it for sure. Yeah.
All right.
And Kelly, can I add just a brief note?
Yes, please.
So Dave is talking about all these people that have been a part of our story. And that story has been going on for 23 years. And the beautiful thing is that it's a continuing story. And it is kind of weird. I think I speak for Dave on this, but it's weird that we're going to be experiencing that story from a different perspective. but that story goes on. And I love that.
Yeah.
So Dr. Kurt, salute. Kick some butt, sir.
I hope so. You know, I thank you and Dave, making everything easy. They offer great support. They are really, really committed to their success and ultimately my success. I thank them. Thank you.
Very welcome. You're welcome. And thank you. No, this is a wonderful thing. It really is.
All right. Well, I can't do any better than that, so I'm just going to go ahead and call it here. So that's going to do it for us today. Dave, thanks so much for coming by. I'm glad you're here.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
And Brian, thank you so much for coming by to talk to us today.
Thanks for having us, Kelly. It's been a pleasure.
And Sir Hot, thank you so much for being here as we kind of throw you in the deep end right away. Hi, welcome to Mac Observer. We're going to go record a podcast now.
that's great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Again, very glad you were here. And I hope this wasn't too terrible an experience, and maybe we can have you back again in the future. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.